Blog Talk Radio. Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, The Marketing Evolution Game Changers. I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, and I'm serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And this segment is specifically designed to create the awareness of new era marketing evolution in order for next-level entrepreneurs to be able to change the rules for how they're going to show up and serve the masses and also play full out through their highest levels of potential. And today we're going to be focusing on discovering your 2016 Chief Aim Marketing Focus and the evolution of your core mission and vision. And this is the year to be absolutely clear and focused on what your primary goal will be at every phase of your business evolution this year. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a call to action that I want you to consider for this week is to be examining over the next few weeks how you're going to look at your personal, professional, and your spiritual evolution up until this point, okay? I want you to do an inventory so that this will help you to better define what your chief marketing aim for 2016 and the vision that you have for your life and for your business, what that's going to be. Because if you don't know what you really want for your life and for your business, then it's going to be extremely hard to achieve a clear and concise chief marketing aim because you need that intention. Intentionality is so important. So you need a key intention for your tribe, their well-being as well as yours, and the lifestyle that you desire to create. And I'm also going to recommend that you visit our archives in the Now On Demand section so that you can listen to our previous segment that was entitled Game Changing 2016's Biz and Marketing Agenda. So joining me in this segment are my co-hosts, and I'm going to be bringing on in just a few moments, media exposure extraordinaire Carrie Heaps and online marketing mentor Mike Martinez. And together we are the Evolutionary Marketing Game Changers, and we have a lot in store for our tribes this year. So I don't want to delay in bringing them forward so we can get this segment started. And I'm going to bring on our background music because we're going to go into conversational training mode. And so I want to welcome Carrie Heaps and also online marketing mentor Mike Martinez. Welcome to this segment.
It's great to be here, Alicia.
I'm happy to be here as well.
Great. Thank you. It's always great to have the both of you and to be able to collaborate with you all. And, you know, together we sort of create that synergy, and we're here to really bring the evolution to the next level of marketing to help our tribes and those who tune in really take it to the next level this year. And what I would like to do before we get started talking about our topic for today is, Carrie and Mike, if you both would sort of give a refresher and reintroduce yourself, we do have new listeners in. So I want to start with Carrie first, and you can share a little bit about your company and then, you know, also some of the things that you're going to be doing this year to change the game. And Mike, I'll have you to jump in and share as well.
Okay,
so
great.
Karen,
well, Alicia,
okay,
great. I will go first. I'm the founder of Strictly Marketing Magazine and Strictly Marketing Talk Radio, two media that provide networking marketing advice for business owners. We do a print publication and the radio program that's just getting ready to relaunch, so this coming Thursday. So we hope everybody can tune in for that. Yeah. And I also have a membership-based site for women in marketing, Strictly Women in Marketing, to help men and women get media exposure for their business. So that's a little bit about my company and what we do, what we offer. And
great.
As far as my goals for this year, they've changed just a little bit. Obviously, we're focused on, you know, to have that available across the nation, and to also, we've moved our platform to Talk Zone, so we're looking at exposure outlets, so we're very excited about that. And then, of course, to increase our membership for Strictly Women in Marketing, and we have a mentorship program, Alicia, a program that we're going to be stepping up this year. For the young women who are interested in getting into the marketing industry, whether it's social media, public relations, or sales, or even just business, to be able to match them up with a mentor in their area to help them
succeed
and learn more about whatever area they're looking to learn more about.
Okay, great.
About that.
Oh, that's exciting. That's really exciting, and that is certainly going to be a game changer for those whom you serve, but also for your business as well, for sure.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to go over to Mike real quick, and then I'm going to come back to you because we have a lot that, you know, we'll talk about today. So thank you, Carrie. Mike, go ahead and set it up for the listeners. Tell them about Mike Martinez.
Well, Mike Martinez, yeah, that's an interesting subject right there. We could talk about that for a couple of hours. No, you know what? In looking at my life and where I want to go this past December, I started saying, you know what? I want to really crank things up, not only with what I'm providing with the marketplace, but crank things up for myself. I'm looking to get better so I could provide more, so I could be more for the marketplace, and so I could offer more value. So I'm, you know, I enjoy teaching marketing. Excuse me?
Yeah. I said, go ahead and tell them, you know, what your primary chief focus
is. Yeah,
my
thing is the video
and
marketing. And just online marketing in general, but my focus is on the video marketing. So, you know, that's where I'm focusing most of my attention, trying to tweak it, trying to get it better, trying to find ways to activate people's, you know, actions a little bit better. So that's where I'm focusing my attention.
Awesome. Okay, great, great. But this is going to definitely be a game changing year, and you know, it's really important that who we speak to and who we serve, they understand that they truly do need a primary chief marketing aim. Do you both agree on that? You co-sign that it's extremely important to really have a chief aim?
Yes.
Yeah, I love the way you started this whole conversation with you know, the intention of looking into yourself and seeing where you need to, you know, increase, right? And once you kind of get that focus, then you can move in a certain direction. But a lot of times people don't have that single focus there. And that single focus is primary to everything. You know what I mean? So, that's a great way to start. And I'm glad you started the conversation with that.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. It, you know, it's really important. And if you listen to, and I want to zero in on this for a moment, if the listeners really, you know, listen in too on how Carrie was, you know, had a very clear and concise message of what it is that her and her company are going to be doing. And, Mike, you articulated, you know, your goals as well. It's really, really important that you have that focus. I wanted to quickly share before we move forward about one way I really believe that who we serve can really take what they do to the next level is one way to really laser focus is really focusing on mastering a platform or a marketing vehicle, you know, for that core focus. I always like simplicity, and I like to, you know, deal in the college terms of choosing, you know, a major and a minor, you know, agenda, and as well as, you know, the platform that you're going to use. Carrie, whom I'm now calling my twin in another hue, we are so aligned. We, you know, our goals are so similar, and when she was sharing the other day in another segment about how she was going to be using, you know, Twitter as a primary platform and a focus, I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, that's where I am, too. Mm. Our Tumblr blog, which is a promotions blog, it links into our Twitter, but our different Twitter accounts, we're really planning to take those, you know, to the next level as well. So when she mentioned that in another show, I was just like, oh, my goodness, and then all the other things, you know, that are so aligned, and we all are so aligned. But I want to share that my major chief aim focus, and I know Carrie's going to agree with this because she's doing this too, for 2016 is really about speaking to market. And my minor is to continue to market through writing, you know, for different magazines, and also, you know, I'm going to start launching my own series of magazines. I really think with speaking, for me, I really plan to saturate the virtual and the live arena this year through the power of effective communications. And also, I'm currently buttoning down, you know, some of the platforms that are going to best facilitate those efforts. As a journalist, I do a lot of writing and publishing, but to me this year, making a more vocal and visual connection with others is really, really important. And I have, you know, various training platforms that are launching as part of Alicia Waters Cross Industries International and also my other company, Global Evolutionary Leaps Incorporated. So I'm in the process of launching also a twin platform to this one, and it's going to be called the Cross Niche Media Communications Training Radio, and that's going to focus more on speaking, virtual presentation, and communication aspects, you know, as it relates to media marketing. So those are just a few things that I'm going to be doing, but I think it's really important if people are going to get focused and get intentional, rather, they really need to simplify and you know, choose correctly the most aligned, effective platforms and methods to use. So those are just some of my thoughts. But you all jump in. I want to, you know, hear from you. And
well, I'm going to jump in there before, now that I got a chance.
Oh, now that you have a chance. Oh, what are you saying, Mike?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm not trying to imply anything, just so that you know. I'm excited about, you know, I know that we've been talking about several things that we're going to be doing out there, which, again, leads to the speaking. And I'm looking forward to doing smaller workshops that are what I'm going to call, like, on-demand action. Because, you know, a lot of times people learn things, but they just put it on the burner. You read a book, you do a home study course, you do a video course, and you learn the stuff, but you really don't do it. So my thing is, how can I get you to take action now? How can I get you to produce a result now? Because the bottom line is, even if I said, all right, get in front of your camera, let's do this video commercial, even if it came out lousy, even if it was a terrible job, the fact that you did it, the fact that you actually took that step is a starting point, right?
What people
have to understand is that everybody starts at ground zero, right? So you start at ground zero, it's terrible, but you get better if you stay there and you have a certain strategy. So my thing is, let's get people moving. Let's get people producing results. Let's get people stepping into it. Step into the action, you know, action on demand. So
action
that's what I'm
demand.
Looking forward to. And, you know, as you know, you and I have been speaking about Alicia's going to help me start, you know, doing an online radio show like the many that she does.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that, you know, she has a tremendous influence, and, you know, I'm going to put myself out there and do the same thing.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be great. Can't wait for that. And quickly, I'm going to move to Carrie, and then we'll jump back into you, Mike. So, Carrie, what are your thoughts? Because I know you've got a lot of game-changing things that you're going to be doing, and you've, you know, shared about some of your primary chief focuses. But what are your some of the things you want to share with the audience that you think they can really get into? Because Mike really opened that up there about, you know, taking the action and getting, you know, into implementation.
Absolutely. Well, a couple, and I go back to one of the things that you both have talked about. It's actually in your book that I'm still reading. You may be excused, and I want to give it another shout out because it's such a great
thank you so much.
That I'd like to share with everybody that you were talking about is you can't help anyone else if you are still in distress or if you need to rescue yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are some things that I am also on a personal level going to be working on to kind of take a step back. And you were talking about the platform tonight. That's a good topic. I think a lot of times we have a tendency to be on the wrong platform. You know, a platform that we going to be a good both people.
Right.
Always,
right.
Sometimes we have to find that out the hard way. So just really focusing on the right platform for the you know, and don't be afraid of changes. I mean, these are some things that I'm having to go through myself, and you know, if it doesn't work, it's not a big deal. Like I said, so definitely taking action on your steps. You know, if you need to market to a different platform, most of us are focusing on Twitter right now. And if that's where you need to be, or if you're on Facebook, then you focus on what works for you. You know,
right.
I'm a big believer, you know, I think all of us here on this show, we're experts, we're marketing experts in some way. But all of us also know that we don't know that we're continuing to improve ourselves so we can better help other people.
That's
like
right.
Like we were talking about before. And just, you know, taking that action to be responsible for yourself, for your own business, and making sure that things are happening the way that they're supposed to. And, you know, and this is, you know, something that we're going to talk more about. And I think, you know, just for my call, specifically taking action and, you know, just really getting them to doing more follow-through, follow-up type work, because I will tell you that is a segment too that I'm going to really be focusing on this year, because that is where so many businesses seem to just drop the ball. They invest so much time and then nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
And where the magic will happen. So I am going to be also working on a follow-up type system that can create a plan. It's still it's up to the prospect. To, you know, the people who use it, you've got to take action, because don't do anything with it. It's no better than any of the other programs or plans out there participated in.
Right.
Right.
Right. No, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That goes back to what Mike was saying, that you can have the home studies or book courses or different things, but if you don't get into action with them and consistent action, because, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just not enough, and I want to really throw this out there. It's just not enough to create a chief aim and a focus if you are not going to continue to move forward with it. It's not something that you can try, you know, every once in a while. You have to really be consistent in order to be masterful at it. You cannot become masterful at anything that you don't constantly keep practicing and taking the action. You just won't become a master. And you, in marketing, you have to become masterful to be effective. I mean, that's the bottom line. Yeah.
You know what? That segues me into asking you, Alicia. You know, you are extremely active. You're running several radio shows. You are a writer. You've written, 90 books. How do you... what thought process are you using, or you know, what can you share with why you continue to be so active and so consistent? Because that's a key, right? That's the key to your success, and that's the key to anybody that wants to, that's looking at 2016 saying, you know, I want to improve. How do I stay, you know, in focus, and how do I maintain the momentum? So how do you do it?
That's a great question. In short, because I know we only have about 9 minutes, a little over 9 minutes left in this segment, but, you know, I'm a queen of simplification, and I highly recommend simplifying and being very, very intentional. And I know that sounds very basic, but one of the ways that I keep myself going to be consistent is, you know, you have to have the preparation process that's going to be most aligned for you to be most effective. Because I'm someone that I like to create on demand. That means that I have to have things already sort of in order for me to move into the momentum and into the projects that I want to do. So having a great preparation process is the best. That's the way you're going to be consistent. When you can prepare and set up your systems, even your self-care systems. I mean, when you're doing your endeavors, you need to have what I call a self and service care plan, how you're going to service yourself and service your business at the same time. So it's like a gas station, like a convenience store. So they have, you know, the different things in there that you can get for convenience. You have to be able to set that game plan up for yourself, too, so that when you're stepping into implementing your strategies, your marketing, your planning, having the time set out, but also making sure that as you're doing that, you've got the right self-care alignment there, and you're serving your tribe the best way that you can at that time, so that you can also be able to pull back and do the things that you need to do. So having the right types of systems and organization is the preparation is going to trump, you know, anything else on the onset. So that's just something I can share quick and short.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Thank you. You know, we can talk about that in another segment at greater length, but certainly, you know, having a plan or being prepared. I'm a high advocate of what one of my colleagues named Jazz Jones, she uses a distinction between preparation versus planning. You know, even though planning is within the preparation, but really being focused on your being prepared, and then you can work your plan.
Right.
Yeah, be prepared to work the plan. But we've got about a little over seven minutes left in the segment, and I do actually want to say to the listeners that you can learn more about these hosts in the show notes in their websites or in there, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to be able to share those on air as well. But I wanted to point that out, that their contact information and how you can get involved with them is in the show notes. And Carrie has a membership platform, a membership site, and that is there too. And also Mike has a video marketing challenge. We're going to have him to tell about the website, you know, for that as well. But 2016, Chief Aim Marketing Focus. Give us some wrap-up comments or so of what you all want the listeners to really take away from this segment. So, Carrie, I want to start with you.
I would say take action, like you were talking about, planning, you know, preparing for, you know, for this new year to do, come up with an action. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it or like to use this term, but, you know, creating systems, but create a process that works for you. You know, I'm a big broke, don't fix it. If it's that you need to find another way to make it work. So, you know, just have a plan, follow through, take action. It's the only thing that's going to get you to move from point A to point B.
Amen. I agree. And Carrie, share your primary websites real quick.
Oh, sure. You can learn more about the magazine in the Sitting Magazine.
Okay, Strictly Marketing Magazine.
Getting...
broke up a little bit. Okay,
strictlymarketingmagazine.com. Correct. And then if they want the membership site, the tips to gain more media coverage, download, and they can go to strictlywomeninmarketing.wildapricot.org. I know it's a long URL, but that's our membership site.
Yeah. No, great. All right, Mike, let's hear from you, a wrap-up comment, and then give your primary websites and share where they can learn, too, also about the Video Marketing Challenge.
Well, my wrap-up comment is that nothing works like massive action. So, and when it comes to me for massive action, I try to constantly inspire myself by setting big goals and mm-hmm. figuring out how I can go out there and help people, because that's what juices me, you know, just going out there and wanting to help people. So whatever it is that you can do to get you out of bed, to get you moving, to take a step forward, to improve yourself, to figure out how to offer more value to your tribe and your audience, that's what mm-hmm. you need to focus on. So I say figure out, you have to be clear on what it is that you want to offer and how you can improve mm-hmm. on that. And when you do that, you kind of set the fire inside yourself to move forward. And that's again, you know, what we've been talking about throughout the whole mm-hmm. time, that what really works is implementation. When you go out there, learning stuff is great, but if you're not doing anything with what you learn, then it's really a waste of time. So say figure out how to get yourself to take that action and constantly improve on what you're offering your market. So my website is Mike-Martinez.com. I invite people to come over, take a look, leave your comments, you can find me on Facebook at Online Marketing Mentor, Facebook.com, Online Marketing Mentor. And as always, I had a great time, ladies. Thank you very much for, including me.
Oh, you are most
thank
welcome,
you,
of course. Oh, you're most welcome. Hey, this is our segment. we are the marketing game changers here, you know, to be able to help evolve, our audience. But I want to say, I know we only have a few minutes left, but Mike, you also have a site for your video marketing challenges.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, share that with
me. I do, yes. It's thevideomarketingchallenge.com. You can see that there. It's a video marketing challenge. I won't get into it right now because that's a whole different subject, but it's out there, and it's designed to get you to do video marketing in a systematic
mm-hmm.
way. So just visit the site and you'll get more information on that. It's thevideomarketingchallenge.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And see, the two areas that you all have your primary focuses in are things that individuals really need to consider using as their chief marketing aim, because like Carrie and the media exposure, that's huge for her. Someone needs to make that their chief aim this year. Someone needs to make video marketing their chief marketing focus. So
right.
These mm-hmm. are definitely the evolutionary marketing game changers that you want to enroll in your evolutionary business and marketing process. So thanks again, both of you, for being in this segment and always, you know, sharing your magnificence with the audience. So I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Thank you. And thanks for tuning in, listeners, to this segment of the Marketing Evolution Game Changers here on the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio. We are here to help you evolve your chief aim for marketing so that you can be the pioneer who really creates the next level to not only help yourself, but to help others play full out in 2016. I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawatersindustries.com. And until next segment, we want you to play full out and stay blessed.